Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Keith Cavanaugh on the Ackerman Security Hotline. Keith, first of all, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Happy summer. And Bob, it sounds like you're a virtual MASH unit, so I hope you're feeling better. I told you about daytime drinking, but anyway.
Yeah, well, this only encourages it more, what I've gone through the last couple of weeks. But you talked about the search for the new AD, and there were multiple candidates, eventually got narrowed down to three. Damon Evans, who had been the acting AD, has always been part of the equation. It's official today. He is the guy. Explain the process and why. In the end, he was the one chosen to lead the team or the program.
Yeah, it should be a presser tomorrow, probably around noon in College Park, to introduce him. But everybody knows him. He's been here for the last 4 years. Really, he's been running the day-to-day for the last 3 years. And since September, he's been running the entire ship since KA went on that dubious sabbatical. But it came down to two candidates, Pat Kraft, of course, from Temple, and Damon Evans. Final interviews and meetings were held yesterday, and Wallace Lowe decided on Damon Evans. There's nothing more telling in the release than he was the right guy at the right time. And the reason for that is Damon knows all the issues, and unfortunately, there are a lot of issues. So he knows the terrain at Maryland. He knows the challenges ahead this summer in particular. I see this as the most critical summer at Maryland since I've been covering the Terps since 87. There are so many issues going on right now. He knows them. He's been boots on the ground. He's been dealing with them. So he was the best fit here and now. Obviously, great financial mind, great football guy, and the biggest piece is Maryland football as they gear up for this fall.
What are the major issues that you were talking about?
Yeah. Well, as we know, unfortunately, it's the death of a football player, Jordan right. McNair. There's both internal and external investigations going on right now. Generally, these things end in lawsuits. So it could be a long summer in that category. Obviously, tragic, tragic situation. And it's all got to be vetted. And if there's someone that needs to be held responsible, they'll have to take action. But usually these things do not end well. As everybody knows, every basketball player named in the spring in that probe, including Diamond Stone, they're kicking the tires on right now. So that's a possible issue as well. But look at the new tax code and laws where boosters now cannot write off a good chunk of seat licenses and Terrapin Club donations. There's a whole changing dynamic there that all schools are having to adjust to. Flagging, season ticket sales. I wish they had done this 9 months ago, because then they could have gotten up and running with marketing, promotion, selling football season tickets for the fall. Heretofore, there's been nothing on that. So hopefully Damon outlines a great vision for going forward, starting now through the fall, reengaging the Maryland fan base. Guys, I'm not breaking new news when I tell you for the last 8 years, it's been mismanagement and bad hires upon bad hires. The KA debacle is over and done with now. So Damon got the football piece at Georgia. He's been running the finances here. Unfortunately, he had the off-the-field issue, which was a hiccup in his career. So hopefully boots on the ground here and lay out a plan for football and selling tickets. And there is a pall over the program right now because of the Jordan McNair death. This all needs to be thoroughly investigated, and they need to move on because the players, frankly, are still in shock right now.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Damon Evans announced today as the full-time athletic director down in College Park. Why did it take as long as it did? You said you wish they would have done it sooner.
Yeah.
Why did it take to June 25th to make this official?
Yeah, there are state rules where you have to have a search. So they had a search firm. They had a search committee. They had a series of meetings. It came down to three candidates. Obviously, as I mentioned in the last show to you, Rob Mullins was called. He said thanks, but no thanks. Joe Castiglione was called. He said thanks, but no thanks. Both former Terps. It came down to Kraft, Damon, and Curry. Curry was a very problematic character. You know, he was ousted from Tennessee in less than a year. He was kind of run out of K-State before then. I didn't see that going very well. But those are the only three that interviewed. But you do have to follow protocols of having a search and a national search and posting the job for X amount of days. But Damon has all the attributes you're looking for right now, being a CFO, really running things since KA went on sabbatical. But now we want to see what his vision is, because during this period, he's kind of laid low. He hasn't given any in-depth interviews. But hopefully starting tomorrow, we'll get an outline of what his plans are. Because, you know, I'm not breaking any new ground here. Maryland basketball fans, they want to see what Turge is going to do this season. Not even making an NIT last year is anathema at Maryland. That should not be happening. He's got the number one recruit class in the Big Ten coming in, seventh nationally. Jalen Smith and Aaron Wiggins have both looked tremendous in summer pickup ball. They'll slide in at the two and the four spots to start. Great news on Herder, you know, last week, first round, raising the profile of the program. But we really have to sit here and say in the last decade, Maryland football and basketball, by and large, have not really been nationally relevant, with the exception of a year or two. Tough that both lacrosse teams stumbled in the Final Four, but they had great seasons this year. So Maryland needs to redefine its identity, its culture, and everything. Get past this last sordid decade that was really, you know, just defined by mismanagement and whatnot, and break into a new vision and plan. And we're excited to see what that's going to be under Damon Evans.
I would think, Keith, one of the biggest things is to get the fans at the games. I guess, yeah, you know, in football, I guess winning would take care of that.
Yeah. A lot of that, you know, the reseeding last year at Bird, a lot of fans coming off a losing season. You know, DJ, first 2 years recruiting were tremendous. 12th 2 years ago, highest ever ranked class in the country, then what, 32 last year. Right now, guys, Maryland has 7 commitments. I like the commit they got late last week up from here in Edgewood, Deontay Banks, a safety at Edgewood High. But the class is ranked 62nd in the country right now. A lot of local prospects, kind of the bloom is off the rose. They want to see Maryland win.
Yeah.
Last year was catastrophic with the injuries, but the W's obviously are first and foremost in solving this whole new tax piece and how donors can keep giving as liberally as they can without being penalized and so forth. All have to figure it out. So there's a lot of hot button issues, no doubt, mostly with football right now and forging ahead here. You know, DJ's had 5 staff changes the last 2 years, so you want to see a little more continuity there. I'm excited about Matt Canada's more diverse offense pro style. But recruiting's got to pick up here on the football side, and I think a lot of kids are winning and seeing. The Matha teams did visit campus last week as teams for visits and for camping. So we'll see, but it's a pivotal, crucial summer, solving all these different pieces and things floating around right now in Terpsphere.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. They broke the news earlier this morning. Damon Evans has been named the full-time athletic director, University of Maryland. Keith, we appreciate the info and the time as always. We'll catch up soon.
All right, guys, take care.
Yep, you got it, you. Keith, on the Ackerman Security Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.